Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
If communities are used to or are conditioned to have militarism like martial law as a way to respond to the issues of extreme poverty, especially in a country like Philippines, then that is wrong because we need to address the root causes of poverty.
So I heard you speak earlier and you sort of linked the idea of the use of nuclear weapons or the possession of a state of nuclear weapons to a bigger issue, which you see as the use of force and military in dealing with issues that a country has, be it Australia or, as you spoke a while ago, specifically the Philippines.
I use the Philippines as an example because recently the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law in Mindanao. And that is actually the reason in which many organizations, including Migrante Australia, has been campaigning against the militarization as a response to the poverty in the Philippines. And as we know, the Philippines is very much one of the most, how would you call this? A country that has retrogressed in its progress socioeconomically. And so what the president is trying to say when he declared martial law is that, okay, we have this conflict, we have this terrorist group, we also have this peace talk that is not, that has been stalled. And so what we really need is to stop, this kind of groups that are proposing for changes. So our response to them is to declare martial law, to stop them through military might. That's the message, and that's very bad because that is not the answer to the root causes of poverty in the Philippines. And if we have that type of thinking, people will also agree to having nuclear war as a way to resolve conflict between countries.
What kind of effect do you hope this event will have on ideas surrounding nuclear weapons and militarization, and both in Australia and the Philippines?
Our hope is that during the whole season of campaign, that people all over the world will realize the impact of nuclear weapons. And it has been said already in the speeches that we can really blow up this planet. And what's the use of that, especially for the next generation? No one will be winners. All of us will be losers. Our hope is that we will have a continuing conversation in the community. And so the communities will visit their members of parliament and beg them to please be there in the negotiation for the treaty that will ban nuclear weapons all over the world. And especially with the Turnbull government, where they have already abandoned being part of this whole conversation around the issue of banning nuclear weapons. Our hope is that he will listen, the Turnbull government will listen, and I hope that things will be better in the future for the next generation to come.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.